This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
This is it. Our May fundraiser is ending on Friday, and it's your last chance to help us reach our goal this month. Revenue sources for newsrooms like ours are changing, and donations from you, our Marketplace community of listeners, are more important than ever. Help us reach our May goal before Memorial Day weekend and fund public service journalism for all. Give now at marketplace.org/donate. An MIT economist has analyzed healthcare in America and says, here's all you do. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, Ford Motor Company reported strong quarterly results late yesterday, yet Ford also says it's ratcheting back electric vehicle production targets. The company says it now expects to be building 600,000 EVs a year globally by 2024 instead of this year. Ford had also been shooting for 2 million EVs by 2026, but the company says it doesn't know when it hits that milestone, given slower adoption from buyers. Yet this week, Ford rival General Motors said it will no longer cancel the small, cheaper EV, the Chevy Bolt. Sales are strong, customers loyal. GM had been pushing higher-end electrics, Marketplace's Henry Epp reports.
The Chevy Bolt hasn't had the smoothest ride. When it was introduced in 2017, electric vehicles made up a much smaller segment of car sales. Then it faced recalls because its batteries kept catching on fire. But now it's selling really well.
The current generation Bolts are flying off the dealer lots.
Chris Harto is a senior policy analyst at Consumer Reports.
Because they're really providing, a strong value proposition for consumers.
In other words, they're inexpensive, relatively. A new Bolt will set you back about $26,000. That's the cheapest new EV you can buy, and it's eligible for a federal tax credit. Sam Fiorani with Auto Forecast Solutions says keeping the Bolt around opens the company to more customers.
To young buyers, to people who wouldn't have looked at General Motors otherwise, and especially wouldn't have looked at their EVs because they couldn't afford a $60,000 or $70,000 vehicle.
And making electric vehicles more affordable is necessary, he says, if EVs are going to succeed in the long term. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.
The longest ever consecutive stretch of up days for the Dow Jones Industrial Average was back in 1897, an up streak of 14 days. 126 years later here, the Dow made it to 13, but the snap has ended, with the Dow closing down 237 points yesterday, 0.7%. This morning, Dow futures are up 0.2%. Also today, have you heard about the new law that'll let employers double your money when you pay back student loans? This starts next year. Our discussion can be streamed from marketplace.org later on if you miss it on the air today. This is it. Our May fundraiser is ending on Friday, and it's your last chance to help us reach our goal this month. Revenue sources for newsrooms like ours are changing, and donations from you, our Marketplace community of listeners, are more important than ever. Help us reach our May goal before Memorial Day weekend and fund public service journalism for all. Give now at marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do
the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
An MIT econ professor and MacArthur Genius Grant winner thinks she knows what fixes healthcare in America. Amy Finkelstein is co-author of a new book, We've Got You Covered. Welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
Gee whiz, we ended up with this healthcare system with these flaws after such exquisite planning and careful identification of the objectives of America's healthcare system, he said ironically.
Yeah, the American healthcare system was never deliberately designed or constructed. It's been put together piecemeal, patchwork, as particular issues arose or particular political opportunities presented themselves. Whenever you have patches, you're going to have gaps at the seams.
So what to do is the overall question here, but seeking answers, you looked at what other countries do?
We started actually from just first principles of what's the problem we're trying to solve and what's the solution to that problem. We ended up where every other high-income country is. It turns out the answer is really simple. What every other high-income country does is have universal basic coverage with the ability to buy additional supplemental coverage for people who can afford and want more than that basic coverage.
So, I mean, you're talking about like Medicare for all, but like even more so.
So no, Medicare for all is a vacuous slogan that means different things to different people. Medicare is actually a pretty crummy insurance product. It leaves people exposed to unlimited out-of-pocket medical expenses. We'd get rid of that. On the other hand, we'd be a lot more basic than the current Medicare program. The current Medicare program, one of the reasons costs are so out of control in it is that it puts no guardrails on what patients or physicians can do. They can order any test they want, any procedure, go to any doctor they want at any time. Our policy would be much more basic, and that's where the supplemental coverage would come in for those who can afford it.
By the way, you mentioned we wouldn't pay anything for a service. You know, I talk to all these healthcare experts. They're always going on about the importance of copays so we don't overburden the medical system with our trivial ailments.
It is true that when patients don't have to pay anything for their medical care, they use a lot more medical care. When we look at all the other high-income countries, which, of course, all have universal coverage already and have followed the advice of generations of economists and introduced or increased those patient payments into their basic coverage plans, they've simultaneously introduced and layered on lots of exceptions so that, you know, people don't have to pay those copays if they're sufficiently poor or sufficiently old or sufficiently young or sufficiently sick. So at the end of the day, they create so many exceptions that almost no one pays those copays. And the reason they have to create those exceptions is because there always will be people who can't afford $5 for prescription drugs or $20 for a doctor visit.
I mean, can the country afford the system that you and your co-author envision?
We're already paying as taxpayers for universal coverage. We are just not getting it. The taxpayer portion of our healthcare spending is already as large as the public financing in other countries that's paying for universal coverage. So we might choose, if and when our plan gets implemented, to raise taxes if we want to make the basic plan more generous, but we can afford basic universal automatic coverage without raising taxes.
MIT economics professor Amy Finkelstein, along with Laurent Inov, their new book is called We've Got You Covered, Rebooting American Healthcare. Professor, thank you very much.
Thanks so much for having me, David.
In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.